Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. Hi, Doc. I really enjoyed your last episode about spasticity. Could you please tell us more about a baclofen pump? Answer. Of course I can. Officially, it's called an intrathecal baclofen pump. We'll go more into what intrathecal means shortly. But again, an intrathecal baclofen pump is another method of treating spasticity. In short, it's a pump that's filled with the medication called baclofen that's placed underneath the skin around your stomach area, and then a long catheter or tubing gets wired around to the back side of one's body and is placed into the intrathecal space of the spinal cord area. The spinal cord has a few layers of protection around it, and the intrathecal space is an area between these layers that the catheter is placed into, that the baclofen medication is released into. This catheter can be put at various levels in the spinal cord, but most often you will see it placed at the lower back so that it treats the leg spasticity. Because when it's placed higher up to help treat the arms, there is a risk of when a patient lays flat that the medication rolls upward into the brain, which could cause some challenges. So with this pump, like any container, it can only hold so much medication. Because the pump can be altered based on the dosage, so if one patient needs more medication a day than another patient, every patient will have their pump refilled at different times. Therefore, patients will have to regularly see their doctor to have the pump medication replaced. In addition, with dosing, a patient does not have to have the same dosing all the time. So, for example, if a patient's spasticity gets worse at night, the pump can be programmed to release more medication at night than it does during the day. Some other concerns one must be aware about when one has an intrathecal baclofen pump is that every 5 to 10 years, the actual pump will have to be replaced, oftentimes because of a battery that needs to be replaced or various other reasons. This does not mean that the catheter has to be taken out, but solely that the pump part will have to be removed from underneath the skin over the stomach. Another concern is that if a patient goes to obtain an MRI of any part of their body, after having the MRI, the patient will have to go to see their doctor to ensure that the pump is still working properly, as sometimes an MRI machine can change the settings within the baclofen pump. If the pump is not working properly, or if it's running out of medication and the patient did not go to have their medication refilled, you might start hearing a beeping sound from the baclofen pump. This is to remind the patient and their caregivers that the pump needs to be refilled or needs to be investigated because there might be another problem. Otherwise, a patient can go into baclofen withdrawal. Symptoms of baclofen withdrawal includes a feeling of itchiness, agitation, mood changes, sweating, seizures, and hallucinations. Also, one needs to be concerned that the pump is not releasing too much medication because this could cause a baclofen overdose. Because baclofen helps to relax the muscles, one's muscles may become too loose, or in scientific terms, you may have a decreased muscle tone. Too much baclofen can cause breathing problems as well. And those are the two main symptoms of a baclofen overdose. Overall, a baclofen pump is a good option when one has maximized their medication treatment for spasticity, or the patient does not tolerate medications for spasticity well, such as feeling too drowsy and sleepy throughout the day. Also, if one is receiving botulinum toxin injections and it's still not quite working well, then again, a intrathecal baclofen pump might be the right choice. In order to have a baclofen pump placed, one would want to make sure that it's actually going to work for the patient. So a patient will have a test day where essentially what most people know as an epidural will be placed. So a spinal catheter or tubing will be placed into the intrathecal space and baclofen will be injected into this space. Then over the course of a few hours, the doctors and therapists will see if the muscles have responded properly to the baclofen dose and one's muscles are looser. If the muscles are looser, then the baclofen pump is likely going to help. And then at that point, the patient will meet with a neurosurgeon to discuss and decide upon the date for baclofen pump placement. After it's placed, it might take some time to get the right dosing for the baclofen pump to optimally maximize the benefit of the baclofen pump. But do not fear, this is normal, and the right dosing will come about. So again, in summary, a baclofen pump delivers the medication baclofen straight into your spinal cord area, which then relaxes the muscles it affects, oftentimes just the leg muscles. It requires follow-up and dedication to maintenance of the pump and refills of the medication in the pump. And a patient and or their caregiver must recognize the dangers of not taking care of the pump and the medications with their pump. So if it'll be too challenging to regularly communicate with their doctor and go to doctor's appointments for refills, it may not be the best choice. But many patients receive much benefit from an intrathecal baclofen pump, and it is definitely something a patient should consider in their spasticity treatment. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.